So I must have listened quite a lot, or I knew all these characters.
Well, what about the yard around your house?
Well, it's a pretty big yard, plenty of room to play. We had quite a few apple trees, because I can remember all the apples falling on the ground if you didn't pick them, and all rotten. We used to have apple fights. Mm-hmm. And there's a big garage, and then my father's vegetable garden, which wasn't too big, but he could raise an awful lot of vegetables. He's a very intensive cultivator and very interested in garden. And then he had his chickens behind the garage. He always had chickens all his life, so we always had fresh eggs. And
do you remember anything specifically he grew in that garden?
I remember he was big on radishes. I never liked radishes myself, but he always had radishes, I think, all winter. And then he had corn. I can remember the corn stalks being held up by sticks, and tomatoes, and a scarecrow. I can remember he had to have scarecrows around. And then the housekeeper would can a lot of stuff. We had a lot. I remember a whole room down next to the kitchen with full of jars
uh-huh.
of stuff that she had canned.
Like, what did y'all do anything with those apples?
Oh, I'm sure she did, because we were just overloaded with apples.
Mm-hmm.
We had more apples than anybody in the neighborhood, I guess. I mean, you know, just a few trees and you've got a lot of apples. And we used to carry them in the car when they were rotten, and we'd throw them at people.
Oh, no.
And got caught one time. I remember seeing them. Family didn't know we had them in the back. We were sitting in the rumble seats. Those were rumble seats in those days. And so they couldn't really see what you were doing. And you'd throw these apples at cars. And one guy stopped, I remember, and told my father what we'd done. Got a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Let's see. So what other fruits do you remember besides apples?
Well, I don't remember oranges at all, or orange juice, literally. Now, milk was a big thing. Of course, there was a milkman. And he brought the milk, put it in the refrigerator, in the ice box. And there was no such thing as just regular milk, and it was all settled. The cream was all on the top. In those days, you'd look at the bottle, if you didn't shake it, it was the top 3 or 4 inches of just solid cream.
Huh.
And so you could separate them or shake it. And I don't remember the drugstore. I don't remember Coca-Cola. Cherry Smash was the big drink then, and we used to go to the drugstore, and then we'd get milkshakes. I remember when they had added malted, you could add some malt for 5 cents or something. The whole thing was maybe 15 cents. Malted milks were a big favorite, so the drugstore was a place that we'd go quite a lot as kids if we had any money to spend, because we'd walk there or bicycle.
What else? What other kinds of foods do you remember?
Well, I remember my father's a big, good carver, and he'd have a great big turkey and carve it up Sundays. And then, of course, I don't think we ate his chickens, but I'm sure we ate chicken. Meat was a big thing those days, steak and that kind of bit. There was a meat market right in, we didn't have many stores in Garden City, but there was one that was just strictly a meat market, and then there was a vegetables or a regular grocery store somewhere right around there. But the amount of meat they sold was enough to support a store by itself. Just had steak and whatever meats there were.
What other kinds of meats do you remember?
Well, I don't remember much ham, but I suppose it was ham. I don't remember that. They didn't have all these cut, sliced things. I remember going to the meat store and they'd slice everything there, chop it up, or cut big ribs, or you're getting lamb chops, you know, they'd cut them up. We must have eaten a lot of meat, because that store, Katz's Meat Market, I remember, and he did right well for years. So we all must have been eating a lot of meat.
And you ate your own vegetables?